Of all the lands in the world, Hashem selected Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel, to be his land. Of all the cities in Eretz Yisrael, Hashem selected Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, to be his holy city. Of all the mountains in Yerushalayim, Hashem selected Har HaMoriah, Mount Moriah, upon which to build his Beis HaMikdash, the holy temple. On this Har HaKodesh, this holy mountain, stood the first and second Beis HaMikdash. And on this very same place, Hashem will rebuild the third Beis HaMikdash. Speedily, in our days, through the arrival of Moshiach Tzidkenu, our righteous Redeemer, who will gather us all from the four corners of the world and return us all to our holy land, Eretz Yisrael. There are many reasons why Hashem selected Har HaMoriah to be the mountain upon which to build his Beis HaMikdash. The Torah tells us that our father Abraham, Avraham Avinu, built a mizbeach, an altar, on this mountain, upon which he was ready to sacrifice his beloved son Yitzchak, as commanded by Hashem himself. Yes, this mountain is really something special, for it is a symbol of sacrifice and devotion. It is also a symbol of true love and brotherhood, as our Chachamim, our wise men, tell us of a strange and interesting story that happened on this mountain many, many years ago. There once lived two brothers. One was called Reuven and the other Shimon. Reuven was blessed with many children, but Shimon had none. They were both farmers. Each one had a large field of his own. They both worked very hard on their fields, from which they earned a living. The time of harvest came, and both Reuven and Shimon were busy in the field cutting the wheat. As Shimon stood in his field, a thought came to him. My brother Reuven has such a large family to support. He must need much more money than I do. I must help him. I'm going to take a large amount of my wheat and place it in his field, and he will not know where it came from. But I will have to do this when he is not around. I don't want him to know that it was I who brought the wheat into his field. So Shimon decided to wait until midnight, for he was sure that Reuven would be fast asleep at that time. Shimon tied together many large bundles of wheat and set them aside to bring to Reuven's field that night. Now that very same day, Reuven was also in the field, and a thought came to him. Oh, my brother Shimon is so unfortunate. He has no children at all. There's no one to help him with the work on the farm. He has to do it all alone. He can just barely manage to get enough wheat to support himself. I must do something to help him. So Reuven decided to set aside a large amount of wheat, which he was going to bring over to his brother's field. My brother mustn't know that it was I who brought this wheat to him, thought Reuven. This may embarrass him. So he decided to wait till midnight, for he was sure that Shimon was fast asleep by then. Well, dear children, little did they know that they were in for some surprise. For as midnight approached, Reuven gathered together the large bundles of wheat and headed towards Shimon's field. Now Shimon, too, did exactly the same. He tied together all the wheat and began to carry it to Reuven's field. Now the two fields were separated by a mountain, and there was a road which surrounded the mountain. Reuven and Shimon would usually use this road in order to get to each other's field. However, this time Reuven thought it would not be wise to use the regular road, for he didn't want to be noticed by anyone. So he decided to get to Shimon's field by climbing over the mountain. And so, dear children, the same idea came to Shimon. He too wanted to get to his brother's field without being noticed. So he decided to climb over the mountain instead of using the road which surrounded it. And here we find Reuven and Shimon loaded with a large bundle of wheat, climbing the mountain at the very same time. And at any moment, both of them will reach the very top of the mountain. Oh my, are they in for a surprise? Can you imagine what is going to happen when they both meet each other face to face at the top of the mountain? The moon was shining very brightly as Reuven and Shimon finally reached the very top of the mountain. They began heading towards the other side. And this is when it all happened. For all of a sudden, Reuven noticed from the distance someone walking towards him. Who can that be? He thought to himself. Shimon, too, is amazed to notice someone was coming towards him. As they kept coming closer, they finally recognized each other. There they stood, motionless. It was at this point where they both realized what was happening. They remained silently. There they stood, with the heavy load of wheat on their shoulders. They were both puzzled. They just didn't know what to do. Suddenly, each one threw down his load of wheat and ran towards his brother. They hugged and kissed each other, and with tears of joy in their eyes, they began to dance and laugh. Yes, dear children, they realized that they both planned to do the very same thing. The ever watchful eye of Hashem saw this strange meeting, how two brothers showed true love to each other, and how each one was so strongly concerned in helping his brother. This brought about so much delight and contentment to Hashem that he called out in joy, "I can find no better place upon which to build my Beis HaMikdash than on this very spot where two brothers have shown true love and devotion to one another." Yes, dear children, this story took place many, many years ago, right on the top of Har HaMoriah in the holy city of Yerushalayim. Let's remember this story. It has an important lesson for all of us. It teaches us to love each other. It reminds us that Hashem is our Father and that we are His children. And this is why we are to consider each other as our own sister and brother. Let's show this true love by sharing our blessings with one another. Let's give tzedakah, charity. Let's help our sisters and brothers through teaching them Hashem's holy Torah and lovely commandments. This will certainly bring joy and delight to Hashem, for which he will surely bless us all and reward us with a geula shleima v'amitis, a complete and true redemption, through sending us Moshiach, our true Redeemer, who will free us all from this final galus, exile, and return us all to our holy land, Eretz Yisrael, where Hashem will rebuild his third Beis HaMikdash on this holy mountain, Har HaMoriah, speedily in our days. Now, dear children, in order to remember this lovely story, we are going to learn a new song. The words are in Hebrew, taken from the Birkas HaMazon, the grace after meals. These are the blessings we say after a meal. And the words go like this. Uvenei Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, Bimheiro V'yomenu. It is in this blessing that we pray to Hashem to build the holy city of Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, speedily in our days. And the song goes like this.
Bim heira, bim heira, bim heira, ve yameh.